Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Tonight, they have a presentation by Derek McLean, and it's entitled Selfie Session. And Derek McLean is a backdrop set for theatrical and television creator. So what his job is to do is to go on stage and find out what the play or film is about and create a backdrop, a setting, you know, whether it's a living room, dining room, kitchen, whether it's a theatrical old world type setting, or whether it's a a jib jab in a way type glamorous lights, camera, action type setting, whether it's 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, or the new millennium. He's responsible for creating the ambiance, for creating the fixtures, for creating the staircases, for creating the whole environment on stage so that the performers do not dance or sing on a empty stage. He's almost like not only the prop man, but he's also the one who actually develops a small model to depict what the larger scale would look like on stage. So he has a lot of work. He's like an artist, and he has a lot of work. I'm going to read here from the New York Public Library of the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center, the blurb that was presented. Again, his name is Derek McLean, and the presentation tonight is entitled Selfie Session. And it says that Derek is the award-winning scenic designer of Peter Pan Live, the Oscars, and countless Broadway hits that offer a fascinating look into his day-to-day working life. So not only is he that, this program is going to offer, a look at his day-to-day work life. Today is Monday, April 13, 2015. The show is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. I came about 5:30. I have a New York Public Library Performing Arts ticket that admits one, and so doors open usually 30 minutes prior, and I wanted to give you a little bit about the set that he designed here tonight, just in case if there was one, you would understand like the glamour or what, he provides or what the theater provided for him, but we're unable to do that at this time because the doors haven't opened yet. And, I can be corrected. They have been open, so we're going to go in. Okay, so it says, this session, Derek McLean has created Carol's Key Recording Studio for Beautiful, The Woods for the Broadway, Bound Revival of Into the Woods, Neverland for NBC's Peter Pan, and the Glittering Tinseltown set of the 2004 Academy Awards. And this selfie session, McLean shares unseen personal photos documenting recent projects and discusses how he conceives and constructs sets for theater and television. So he's responsible for so many wonderful things. We have to see if we can get into the theater, and I can tell you a little bit about it before the show. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
I'm inside. So we're here tonight, and I'm inside the Bruno Walters Auditorium at 111 Amsterdam Avenue, New York, New York. And I'm going to take a seat in the back row of the theater. And the lights, on at this time, and I'm in seat 115. And what he's done is a simple setup. There's absolutely nothing on the stage. There isn't a background or backdrop or setting. Basically, there's two chairs and a laptop Apple computer, and we're setting up that particular unit there and a podium simply because, like the flyer says, we're going to take a note of his day-to-day life, almost like a little portion of you know, documenting this particular portion and scenes from certain movies. And he's just going to, like, you know, probably dim the lights and do a, like, you know, almost a little film where he's going to commentate. So we didn't need a lot of theatrics. All we needed was a screen. So we're going to watch a movie on the screen that he will commentate live. So that's another way to be very dramatic. That's another way to, you know, bring a lot of volume as far as scenes and, you know, to depict everything from anywhere from the heiress to Nice Work, if you can get it, Follies, or any of the other programs where he's created at least one backdrop or scene for a particular movie or play. So I just wanted to let you know to go online to YouTube, and you can search for Derek, and it's D-E-R-E-K, and then the last name is M-C-L-A-N-E, and if you were to search, you'll find scenes, and it would depict the different backdrops and settings that he created. So you know, you should take the time to do that, because a lot of times we don't know the different jobs in theater. We don't know the different jobs in the movies. And it takes more than just the actors to create a wonderful movie. And they're not all on location, so you can't just say film outside any store or any building. Some things have to be done inside on different theaters or Hollywood movie sets. And even though if it's a set that's already pre-built, sometimes you have to do a build into another set. So for situations like that, these people have jobs. And so I wanted you to understand that. And because we have the time to also enjoy a great night at the theater, we thought that this would be a wonderful programming for you. And because we continue to reiterate the idea of going to the library, keeping your library cards, checking out books, reading, doing career researches now that some of you seniors are getting ready to graduate, and also, you know, just the value and the purpose of being able to read in education, because reading is fundamental, and this is a library system that is there and available to you. We continue to, you know, stress as parents that, you know, teens and, you know, parents and grandparents and, you know, our neighbors, you know, stay involved and stay in tune, and I'll go out to some of these events to see, you know, who's doing what and who's helping to keep our economy of America functioning, and who will go out, participate, do what they can do, and create work and create job assignments, and to do the work that is available, just so that the people will have, you know, other options than always, you know, on location, and asking, you know, to, you know, sometimes build on sets, you know, build in sets, because they found that they didn't like people to bring the additional buildings, because it was like nails in the walls of, you know, historic sites, nails in the walls of, you know, museums. You know, sometimes they would, you know, break things, damages, you know, and some things couldn't be repaired. So it's nice to recreate and do things like that. So this is a wonderful opportunity to learn more about that job assignment. And I wanted to also let you know that in our book that you can find at Amazon.com, it's called Trendsetters at Recovery High. We also build a scene where Prae Sunston created a backdrop and a background to interview potential clients for his artwork during a gallery experience. And so the backdrop itself was created off of one of his still art pieces of fruit, and so it was a tricolor apple, and we used different tones than his actual artwork, and then we recreated again. You know, on Facebook we have our tin cans for Christmas cookies that we gave to our neighbors, and we used Markel Greens, who is the character or you know, the character Prae Sunston is based off of Markel Green, who is the co-creator of our show here at A Theory of Parenting. So, and Markel actually did the artwork in school. Prae Sunston is his name in the book, and he actually built the backdrop. So we had fun depicting all of that characterization. So we do take time to interest ourselves, you know, in the art. So I encourage you to do the same. So that's our show for this evening. The, you know, people are, you know, following in, and I'm already comfy in my chair, and so I'm going to, you know, relax for a few moments and get ready for the show. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.